The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O
Lord. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, the disciples no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. Then they asked him, "Why do the scribes say Elijah must come first?" He told them, "Elijah will indeed come first and restore all things. Yet how is it written regarding the Son of Man that he must suffer greatly and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Our first reading talked about faith. What is faith? And gave us the example of the faith of Abel and Noah and Enoch. But a lot of times, I think when we think of what faith is for us, right away we jump that faith is about believing a set of dogmas, doctrines, teachings. That's part of faith. But remember, for a long time, the time from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob, there was no dogmas, there was no scriptures, there was no Ten Commandments yet. Faith is really having a relationship with God where we listen to God as God tells the apostles in this gospel reading for this morning. "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Faith is doing the will of God, and we do the will of God by first listening to God and then saying yes to what God is asking us to do, as Jesus did. That's the faith that we need to have so we can move on and then begin to believe in certain things, in certain teachings and doctrines, because as we develop this relationship with God, we begin to see the way that God is leading us. Those things that are important to God and what he's asking us to do so that one day we can be with him in heaven. That's what faith is. That's the beginning of faith. We start Lent in a few days. Do you listen to God? And I'm not talking about now yet saying yes to God, what you got, what you hear God telling you, but did you take the time to listen to God? Do you take the time just to be quiet with God and say, "Lord, these 10 minutes I'm going to give to you. Speak to me." Do we listen to God by taking the time to read the scriptures and reflect on them and look at them as what these words are telling me in my life? How do we listen to God? That's how we can make this Lent a more fruitful Lent, a more blessed Lent. Yes, we got to give up meat on Fridays. Yes, we got to fast on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday. But that's not faith. Faith is to prepare ourselves for those things that God has created us for, that mission that he gave us as Jesus did in his own journey on this world. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him."